Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. It is wonderful to see you all out here on this beautiful Sunday. And I'd like to read again what Terry read from St. Paul's letter from a different translation of the Bible, a contemporary English version, because I think it gets it across maybe even a little clearer. St. Paul says, "Friends, when I came and told you the mystery that God has shared with us, I didn't use big words or try to sound wise. In fact, while I was with you, I made up my mind to speak only about Jesus Christ, who had been nailed to a cross. At first, I was weak and trembling with fear. When I talked with you or preached, I didn't try to prove anything by sounding wise. I simply let God's Spirit show his power. That way you would have faith because of God's power and not because of human wisdom." St. Paul was very clear. He said, "I came to talk only about Jesus and him nailed to the cross." And he said, "I came as weak and trembling and with great fear." Well, that's not a great way to present oneself, is it, for somebody to trust in you? St. Paul today is simply and plainly, in very down-to-earth ways, being very vulnerable with other people and with his letter, shows us how Christ wants us to let our light shine, how to be the salt of the earth in the wisdom of the cross. It all comes back to remembering what we talked about last week. Just as you are blessed, meek, seeking righteousness, hungry, poor, afraid, grieving, joyful. You are blessed by God. That's how the Sermon on the Mount starts. And then to realize today that you are salt. You are the light of the world. In our humanness, with your strengths, your weaknesses, your beauty, your warts, as you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. With all we are, God accepts us and calls us to be his people in the world. You know, St. Paul is saying, God can use you and me right now. Right now. Jesus says today, as you are, who you are, as you sit there, you are blessed. You are light. You are salt. Now, if Jesus was preaching today, I was trying to figure out, would he say light and salt? I was thinking, it came to me, you know, Hallmark cards, you know. If you want to give the very best, you give a Hallmark. Remember that? Yeah. I think Jesus would say, you are Hallmark cards of God. That's what he would say. You are God's Hallmark cards right now, who he sends out with goodness. And that's how we are to be salt and light to others. To share what's in our hearts, the joy, the love of Christ. You know, it seems, whoever you're talking to, especially unchurched people, they look at the church and said, oh, all the pastors are sleeping with the choir boys, and they're all hypocrites and this and that. If you go to try to be more than you are, they have good BS detectors. But if you go as you are, sincerely, taking off the mask, vulnerably, letting Christ be your power, they might listen. They might listen. People, knowing that when it comes to the deep human questions, the questions of life, the questions of the miracle of birth, the questions of the grief of death, the questions of suffering, sometimes we can only stand humbly before these deep questions, feeling very inadequate how to respond to someone, not with the answers and glib responses, but as Christians in the hope that Christ is with us, that Jesus is with us, and that God will be able to speak and act out of our honesty, out of our vulnerability, out of our weakness and uncertainty, perhaps in ways we did not even anticipate before. But the Spirit's blowing, and people will notice it. And it can be very simple. I remember when my son Mark was like 4 years old, and Joan had other mothers that had their kids get together, and he had a friend, Emily. And one day he was talking to his friend Emily. He says, "Sometimes my head feels like it's going to explode." And Emily said, "Mark, if your head explodes, I'll pick up the pieces and put it back together again." Christ was there. She was a Christ to Mark in ways she didn't even know. You don't need to put on a show. You don't need to have a perfect life. You don't need to have the Bible memorized and quote chapter and verse to love someone, to act as a neighbor to someone, to be faithful in letting your light shine and being salty people. You may be nervous. You may have fear and trembling. You might not have the right words. Yet, you are called to be faithful, not successful. Let your light shine. Christ will do the rest. Christ will convert the heart. Just be his vehicle. You don't need to be comfortably sure of what to say to a brother or sister who is sick in the hospital. I mean, you go into the hospital and there's those sounds and there's noises and there's doctors walking and there's machines and there's the smells. It can make you nervous. You don't have to have all the answers. Your presence means more than you know. You don't have to be financially secure and win the Pennsylvania lottery and get millions of dollars to grow towards giving a tithe to the church or growing to give a percentage to the mission of Christ at the church. You don't have to have that. You don't need to feel secure in your faith or memorize eloquent prayers. If somebody's having a hard time, grab their prayer hand and say, "Lord Jesus, be with us. Help my friend. Help my brother or sister that's with you." And you could be witnessing in ways you're not even aware of. You just open the door. I remember my mother had serious surgery at Presbyterian Hospital. And at lunchtime, Joan and I went down to the cafeteria. And, you know, we sat down. I didn't have my collar on and stuff. We just sat down and we had plain clothes. And I made this, "Father, Son, Holy Spirit, come, Lord Jesus, be our guest. Let this food to us be blessed." And after a meal, somebody came over and said, "Thank you for your Christian witness." God uses you in ways you don't know. Just be open to it. And when you risk taking that little step in faith, you will find not that you miraculously done everything perfect and everything works out the way you want. Amazing people with your skills and your faith? No. But you will find that your Lord Jesus Christ is with you, and that somehow the words you stumble over, the awkward prayer, the hesitant visit, the risky monetary gift, the halting invitation have somehow found their way into that person's heart by the power, not yours, but the Holy Spirit working through you, and Jesus Christ is proclaimed. You know, Mother Teresa, who's now Saint Mother Teresa in the church, she when she was alive, she had a conference, and all these nuns from all over North America were coming, and she had a presentation, and they asked her questions afterwards. And she said, "Okay, what do you want to know?" And one said, "Well, you know, Sister Mother Teresa, my order is losing sisters. The average age is 75 to 80. We're losing people. But your order is gaining people by the thousands. What's your secret?" She says, "I give them Jesus." "Oh, yes, I know," said the woman. "But take the habits. Like some nuns are wearing habits. Some aren't wearing habits. Some are following the rule of the order. Some are changing the rule. What do you do?" "I give them Jesus." "Yes, but Mother," said the woman, "but be more specific." "I give them Jesus," she said. "Mother," said the woman, "we are all of us aware of your fine work, but what do you use? What program do you use? I want to know something else." She said, I give them Jesus. There is nothing else. St. Paul said, while I was with you, I made up my mind to speak only about Jesus and him nailed to the cross. Jesus is the good news. In him, we are good news, and we are called to be light and salt. How precisely Jesus will use you this week, what situation he'll put you in, what person you'll meet that you can share Jesus with, I don't know. I don't know. But I pray that with honesty and vulnerability and even trembling and fear, you reach out in trust in the power of Jesus Christ and in his power alone. Because then something will happen in the lives that you touch in ways you could never anticipate. Not by your power, not by your wisdom, not by my wisdom or power, but by the power of the Holy Spirit flowing through you to them in a wonderful but mysterious way. This week, be God's hallmark card. Be light. Be salt. God only gives the very best. And guess what? That's you. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.